Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we'd like to say good morning to each and every one of you. This is Pastor Mike Beebe with the Golgotha Church of Christ out of Chicago, Illinois. Happy and excited and blessed to be with you today. Lord saw fit for us to be together this morning. Amen. If it wasn't for the Lord, where would any of us be? So we just want to continue to lift up the name of Jesus. Continue to hold on to the bloodstained banner of Christ. And we just want to continue to praise him with all of our might, our soul, our energy. Good to see you, Auntie. Good morning to you. Love you so much. Hopefully see you Sunday. Look forward to seeing you Sunday at Glory King of Kings. We're also coming in collaboration with Armed and Dangerous Ministries out of Des Moines, Iowa. This is our Caffeine Shot for Christ morning show. But it's Good Morning, Your Majesty, for them. So we collaborate on our morning prayer and Bible reading for that. Good morning, Mike. I see you, Auntie. And then we also are on our Anne-Marie Maxwell. Good morning to you. Good to see you this morning. We're on our Blog Talk Radio line, Fighting an Incarcerated Mind with the Incarnated Christ. And so just excited. I just got a note from them that they are, Chris Holder, good morning. They are broadcasting us right now. And good morning, Mother, I see you. Those of you that are coming on, if you could share the video, we'd definitely appreciate it. They're broadcasting us on right now as we speak in the United States, continental United States, in Canada, in Norway, and in the United Kingdom. But we've also been added to Cyprus. So they keep adding us. The last ad was to the United Kingdom, and now we're in areas in Cyprus in the morning. So we just want to be overly ecstatic about that, people are getting a chance to hear and read the Bible. And if you can't read, as some of them said, it's good to be able to just listen. It's just a blessing. And so I'm glad that you guys are up with us and that you love the Lord and you love his word. All right. Before we get to prayer, you know, it's always our custom before we start to ask God for what we need and what we would like him to look over us about, we need to listen to God and let him frame our minds in the morning and keep us, get us ready to, you know, not only for petitions, but also get us ready for interaction with others. As social beings, until you get yourself together, you don't really need to be around nobody else. So God gives us the ability to do that. Yes, Mother, we're expanding territories. We, by God's grace and mercy, he's carrying the word for Golgotha's Caffeine Shop for Christ, Blog Talk Radio line, Fighting an Incarcerated Mind with Incarnated Christ, in collaboration with Armed and Dangerous Ministries. We're in the United States. We're in Canada. We're in Norway, we're in the United Kingdom, and I just saw this morning that we're also been added to Cyprus. There's some areas in Cyprus. Cyprus is a biblical area. Amen, somebody. It's a Bible area. So they are hearing us read the scriptures, praying in the morning. Amen, somebody. God makes it possible from just our cubbyhole that we're able to get the word out beyond. We are going to start today in the 27th chapter of the book of Genesis, a believe that's where we stopped at yesterday. Yes, that's what we completed yesterday. And so we're going to start, we completed chapter 26. I think it was 17 to 26. So we're going to start reading at this moment in chapter 27. When Isaac was old and his eyes were so weak that he could not see, he called his older son Esau and said to him, "My son," and he answered, "Here I am." He said, "Look, I am old and do not know the day of my death. Take your hunting gear, your quiver and bow, and go out in the field and hunt some game for me. Then make me a delicious meal that I love, and bring it to me to eat, so that I can bless you before I die." Now Rebekah was listening to what Isaac said to his son Esau. So while Esau went to the field to hunt some game to bring in, Rebekah said to her son Jacob, "Listen, I heard your father talking with your brother Esau. He said, bring me the game and make a delicious meal for me to eat so that I can bless you in the Lord's presence before I die. Now obey every order I give you, my son. Go to the flock and bring me two choice young goats, and I will make them into a delicious meal for your father, the kind he loves. Then take it to your father to eat so that he may bless you before he dies." Jacob answered Rebekah, his mother, "Look, my brother Esau is a hairy man, but I am a man of smooth skin. Suppose my father touches me, then I will be revealed to him as a deceiver and bring a curse rather than a blessing on myself." His mother said to him, "Your curse be on me, my son. Just obey me and go get them for me." So he went and got the goats and brought them to his mother, and his mother made the delicious food his father loved. Then Rebekah took the best clothes of her older son Esau, which were in the house, and had her younger son Jacob wear them. She put the skins of the young goats on his hands and the smooth part of his neck. Then she handed the delicious food and the bread she had made to her son Jacob. When he came to his father, he said, "My father." And he answered, "Who am I?" And "Here I am." He said, "My father." And he answered, "Here I am. Who are you, my son?" Jacob replied to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I've done as you told me. Please sit up and eat some of my game so that you may bless me." But Isaac said to his son, "How did you ever find it so quickly, my son?" He replied, "Because the Lord your God worked it out for me." Lord have mercy. Then Isaac said to Jacob, "Please come closer so I can touch you, my son. Are you really my son Esau or not?" So Jacob came closer to his father Isaac. When he touched him, he said, "The voice is the voice of Jacob, But the hands are the hands of Esau. He did not recognize him because his hands were hairy like those of his brother Esau. So he blessed him. Again he asked, "Are you really my son Esau?" And he replied, "I am." Then he said, "Serve me and let me eat some of my son's game so that I can bless you." Jacob brought it to him and he ate. He brought him wine and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, "Please come closer and kiss me, my son." So he came closer and kissed him. When Isaac smelled his clothes, he blessed him and said, "Ah, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. May God give to you from the dew of the sky and from the richness of the land an abundance of grain and new wine. May people serve you and nations bow down to you. Be masters over your brothers. May your mother's sons bow down to you. Those who curse you will be cursed, and those who bless you will be blessed." Good to see you, sis. How's everything up there in Michigan? So your affirmations are going very well. Love you so much. Verse number 30 in the 27th chapter, verse 30 of Genesis. As soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had left the presence of his father Isaac. Did you see that? As soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob and had left the presence of his father Isaac, his brother Esau arrived from the hunt. He had also made some delicious food and brought it to his father. Then he said to his father, let my father get up and eat some of his son's game, that you may bless me." But his father said to him, "Who are you?" He answered, "I am Esau, your firstborn son." Isaac began to tremble uncontrollably. "Who was it then," he said, "who hunted game and brought it to me? I ate it all before you came in, and I blessed him. Indeed, he will be blessed." When Esau heard his father's words, he cried out with a loud and bitter cry and said to his father, "Bless me too, my father." But he replied, "Your brother came deceitfully and took your blessing." So he said, "Isn't the rightly named Jacob? Isn't he rightly named Jacob? For he has cheated me twice now. He took my birthright, and look, now he has taken my blessing." Then he asked, "Haven't you saved a blessing for me?" But Isaac answered Esau, "Look, I have made him a master over you, have given him all of his relatives as his servants, and have sustained him with grain and new wine. What then can I do for you, my son?" Esau said to his father, "Do you only have one blessing, my father? Bless me too, my father." Esau wept loudly. Then his father Isaac answered him, "Look, your dwelling place will be away from the richness of the land, away from the dew of the sky above. You will live by your sword, and you will serve your brother. But when you rebel You will break his yoke from your, you will break his yoke from your neck. Good morning, Glenda Franklin Hodge. Good to see you this morning. We're in Genesis chapter 27, now verse number 41. Esau had a grudge against Jacob because of the blessing his father had given him. And Esau determined in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are approaching. Then I will kill my brother Jacob. When the words of her older son Esau were reported to her, Rebekah, she summoned her younger son Jacob and said to him, listen, your brother Esau is concerning himself by planning to kill you. So now, my son, listen to me. Flee at once to my brother Laban in Haran and stay with him for a few days until your brother's anger subsides, until your brother's rage turns away from you and he forgets what you have done to him. Then I will send for you and bring you back from there. Why should I lose you both in one day? So Rebekah said to Isaac, I'm sick of my life because of these Hittite women. If Jacob marries a Hittite woman, like one of them, what good is my life? Isaac summoned Jacob, blessed him, and commanded him, don't take a wife from the Canaanite women. Chapter 28, verse 2. Go at once to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father. Marry one of the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you so that you become an assembly of peoples. May God give you and your offspring the blessing of Abraham so that you may possess the land where you live as a foreigner, the land God gave to Abraham. So Isaac sent Jacob to Padan Aram to Laban, son of Bethuel, the Aramean, the brother of Rebekah, the mother of Jacob and Esau. Esau noticed that Isaac blessed Jacob and sent him to Padan Aram to get a wife there. When he blessed him, Isaac commanded Jacob, do not marry a Canaanite woman. And Jacob listened to his father and mother and went to Padan Aram. Esau realized that his father Isaac disapproved of the Canaanite woman. So Esau went to Ishmael and married, in addition to his other wives, Mahalath, daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son. She was the sister of Nebaioth. I thought there was an L, it's not. Nebaioth. She was the sister of Nebaioth. Verse 10 of chapter 28. Jacob left Beersheba and went towards Haran. He reached a certain place and spent the night there because the sun had set, and took one of the stones from the place, put it there at his head, and lay down in that place. And he dreamed. A stairway was set on the ground with its top reaching heaven. And God's angels were going up and down on it. Yahweh was standing there beside him, saying, I am Yahweh, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your offspring the land that you are now sleeping on. Your offspring will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out toward the west, the east, the north, and the south. All the peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. Look, I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go. I will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised. When Jacob awoke from his sleep, he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. He was afraid and said, what an awesome place this is. This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. What you got there, Doc? Good morning. Praying, my brother, no gas or electricity. Got to move away from the devil, but I know God got this. All right. Big Joe, we'll keep that in prayer, Doc. Hold steady, hold strong. And God has you, my brother. Or in Genesis chapter 28, verse number 18 now. Early in the morning, Jacob took the stone that was near his head and set it up as a marker. He poured oil on top of it and named the place Bethel, though previously the city was named Luz. Then Jacob made a vow. If God will be with me and watch over me on this journey, if he provides me with food to eat and clothing to wear, and if I return safely to my father's house, then the Lord will be my God. This stone that I have set as a marker will be God's house, and I will give to you a tenth of all that you give me. Jacob, in chapter 29, Jacob resumed his journey and went to the eastern country. He looked and saw a well in the field. Three flocks of sheep were lying there beside it because the sheep were watered from this well. A large stone covered the opening of the well. Then all the flocks were gathered there. The shepherds would roll the stone from the opening of the well and water the sheep. The stone was then placed back at the well's opening. Jacob asked the men at the well, my brothers, where are you from? We're from Haran, they answered. Do you know Laban, grandson of Nahor? Jacob asked them. They answered, we know him. Is he well? Jacob answered, yes, they said, and here is his daughter Rachel coming with his sheep. Then Jacob said, look, it is still broad daylight. It's not time for the animals to be gathered. God damn, have a great day. Love you. Water the flock and go out and let them graze. Verse 8, but they replied, we can't until all the flocks have been gathered and the stone is rolled from the well's opening. Then we will water the sheep. While he was still speaking with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she was shepherd. She was a shepherdess. As soon as Jacob saw his uncle Laban's daughter, Rachel, with his sheep, he went up and rolled the stone from the opening and watered his uncle Laban's sheep. Then Jacob kissed Rachel and wept loudly. He told Rachel that he was her father's relative, Rebekah's son. She ran and told her father. Good to see you, Deborah D. Brother Charles Dobine, you and your wife down there in Texas. I saw your post. I'm glad that you guys are doing well, and the tornado did not hit you and kept you guys safe, as God does with his children. Doc, we love you, man. I hope everything's well, and I don't know if you moved there or if you'll be back soon, but I look forward to seeing you when we get a chance to see you. I've been praying for you, praying for the family down that way, Doc. We're in Genesis chapter 29, verse 13 now. When Laban heard the news about his son, his sister's son, Jacob, he ran to meet him, hugged him, and kissed him. Then he took him to his house, and Jacob told him all that had happened. Laban said to him, "Yes, you are my own flesh and blood." After Jacob had stayed with him a month, Laban said to him, "Just because you're my relative, should you work for me for nothing? Tell me what your wages should be." Now, Laban had two daughters. The older was named Leah, and the younger was named Rachel. Leah had ordinary eyes. Your translation may say she's tender-eyed. Leah had ordinary eyes, but Rachel was shapely and beautiful. Good morning, Terry Anderson. Be blessed, Mr. Mike. Bless you as well. If you guys are, we're in Genesis chapter 29, and verse number 16 we'll be at. And if you can share the video, we'll definitely appreciate it. If you have any prayer requests, you can type them in. Also, if you'd like to call in so we can talk, Charles O'Brien, it'd be good to hear from you, man, and we can talk and see how things are going down there. Call in at 619-924-0767. 619-924-0767. 619-924-0767. And we will talk with you. You can give me a direct report as to how things are going there in Texas and what areas of Hurricane Torrance, so we can pray for them as well. We'd love to hear from you, my brother. 619-924-0767. And anyone else that may have a prayer request or anything, you can call in our Raw Talk line directly. Verse 16. I know we're going to backtrack a couple verses, but we want to go back to verse 16 so we can really paint the picture again here in Genesis 29. Now, Laban had two daughters. The older was named Leah, and the younger was named Rachel. Leah had ordinary eyes, but Rachel was shapely and beautiful. Jacob loved Rachel. So he answered Laban, "I worked for you 7 years for your younger daughter, Rachel." Laban replied, "Better that I give her to you than to some other man. Stay with me." So Jacob worked 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed like only a few days to him because of his love for her. Then Jacob said to Laban, "Give me my wife, for my time is completed. I want to sleep with her." So Laban invited all the men to the place of the feast that evening. Laban took his daughter Leah and gave her to Jacob, and he slept with her. And Laban gave his slave Zilpah, his daughter Leah, as her slave. When morning came, there was Leah. So he said to Laban, "What is this you have done to me? Wasn't it for Rachel that I worked for you? Why have you deceived me?" Laban answered, It is not the custom in this place to give the younger daughter in marriage before the firstborn. Complete this week of wedding celebration, and we will also give you this younger one in return for working yet another 7 years for me." Sound like some slickery going on here. Look at the love of Jacob. And Jacob did just that. He finished the week of celebration, and Laban gave him his daughter Rachel as his wife. And Laban gave his slave Bilhah to his daughter Rachel as her slave. Jacob slept with Rachel also, and indeed he loved Rachel more than Leah. And he worked for Laban another 7 years. When the Lord saw that Leah was unloved, he opened her womb. But Rachel was unable to conceive. Leah conceived, gave birth to a son, and named him Reuben. For she said, "The Lord has seen my affliction. Surely my husband will love me now." She conceived again, gave birth to a son, and said, "The Lord heard that I am unloved and has given me this son also." So she named him Simeon. She conceived again, gave birth to a son, and said, "At last my husband will become attached to me because I have borne 3 sons for him." Therefore, he was named Levi. And she conceived again, gave birth to a son, and said, "This time I will praise the Lord." Therefore, she named him Judah. Then Leah stopped having children. When Rachel saw that she was not bearing Jacob any children, she envied her sister. "Give me sons or I will die," she said to Jacob. Good morning, Michelle Jordan. We're in Genesis chapter 30, verse 2 right now. Jacob became angry with Rachel and said, "Am I in God's place who has withheld children from you?" Then she said, "Here is my slave Bilhah. Go sleep with her, and she'll bear children for me, so that through her I can build a family." So Rachel gave her slave Bilhah to Jacob as a wife, and he slept with her. Bilhah conceived and bear Jacob a son. Rachel said, "God has vindicated me. Yes, he has heard me and given me a son." And she named him Dan. Rachel said, "Bilhah conceived again, and Jacob bore a second son." Rachel said, "In my wrestling with God, I have wrestled with my sister and won." And she named him Naphtali. When Leah saw that she had stopped having children, she took her slave Zilpah and gave her to Jacob as a wife. Leah's slave Zilpah bore Jacob a son. Then Leah said, "What good fortune!" And she named him Gad. Verse number 12. Then Leah's slave Zilpah bore Jacob a second son. Leah said, "I am happy that the woman called me happy." So she named him Asher. Reuben went out during the wheat harvest and found some mandrakes in the field. When he brought them to his mother Leah, Rachel asked, "Please give me some of your son's mandrakes." But Leah replied to her, "Isn't it enough that you have taken my husband? Now you also want to take my son's mandrakes." "Well," Rachel said, "you can sleep with him tonight in exchange for your son's mandrakes." When Jacob came in from the field that evening, Leah went out to meet him and said, "You must come with me, for I have hired you with my son's mandrakes." So Jacob slept with her that night. God listened to Leah, and she conceived and bore Jacob a 5th son. Leah said, "God has rewarded me for giving my slave to my husband." And she named him Issachar. Then Leah conceived again and bore Jacob a 6th son. "God has given me a good gift," Leah said. "This time my husband will honor me because I have borne 6 sons for him." And she named him Zebulon. Later, Leah bore a daughter and named her Dinah. Then God remembered Rachel. He listened to her and opened her womb. She conceived and bore a son and said, God has taken away my shame. She named him Joseph. May the Lord add another son to me. After Rachel gave birth to Joseph, Jacob said to Laban, send me on my way so that I can return to my homeland. Give me my wives and my children that I have worked for, and let me go. You know how hard I have worked for you. But Laban said to him, if I have found favor in your sight, stay. I have learned by divination that the Lord has blessed me because of you. Then Laban said, name your wages, and I will pay them. So Jacob said to him, You know what I have done for you and your herds. For you had very little before I came. But now your wealth has increased. The Lord has blessed you because of me. When will I also do something for my own family? Laban asked, what should I give you? And Jacob said, you don't need to give me anything. Ain't that something? Jacob said, you don't need to give me anything. If you do this one thing for me, I will continue to shepherd and keep your flock. Let me go through all your sheep today and remove every sheep that is speckled and spotted, every dark-colored sheep among the lambs, and the spotted and speckled among the female goats. Such will be my wages. In the future, when you come to check on my wages, my honesty will testify for me. If I have any female goats that are not speckled or spotted, or any lambs that are not black, they will be considered stolen. Good, said Laban. Let it be as you have said. That day Laban removed the streak and spotted male goats, and all the speckled and spotted female goats, everyone that had any white on it, and every dark-colored one among the lambs, and he placed his sons in charge of them. He put a three-day journey between himself and Jacob. Jacob, meanwhile, was shepherding the rest of Laban's flock. Jacob then took branches of fresh poplar, almond, and plain wood, and peeled the bark, exposing white stripes on the branches. He set and peeled branches in the trails in front of the sheep, in the water channels where the sheep came to drink. And the sheep bred when they came to drink. The flocks bred in front of the branches and bore streaked, speckled, and spotted young. Jacob separated the lambs and made the flocks face the streaked and the completely dark sheep in Laban's flock. Then he set his own stock apart and didn't put them with Laban's sheep. When the stronger flock was breeding, Jacob placed the branches in the troves in full view of the flocks, and they would breed in front of the branches. As for the weaklings of the flocks, he did not pull out the branches. So it turned out that the weak sheep belonged to Laban, and the stronger ones to Jacob. And the man became rich. He had many flocks, male and female slaves, and camels and donkeys. Chapter 31. Now Jacob heard when Laban's sons were saying, Jacob has taken all that our fathers and has built his wealth from what belonged to our father. And Jacob saw from Laban's face that his attitude toward him was not the same. Then the Lord said to him, go back to the land of your fathers and to your family, and I will be with you. Jacob had Rachel and Leah called to the field where his flocks were. He said to them, I can see from your father's face that his attitude toward me is not the same. But the God of my father has been with me. You know that I've worked hard for your father and that he has cheated me and changed my wages 10 times. But God has not let him harm me. If he says the spotted sheep will be your wages, then all the sheep were born spotted. If he says the streaked sheep will be your wages, then all the sheep were born streaked. God has taken away your father's herds and given them to me. When the flocks were breeding, I saw in a dream that the streaked, spotted, and speckled males were mating with the females. In that dream, the angel of God said to me, Jacob, and I said, here I am. And he said, look up and see. All the males that are mating with the flocks are streaked, spotted, and speckled, for I have seen all that Laban has been doing to you. I am the God of Bethel, where you poured oil on the stone marker and made a solemn vow to me. Get up, leave this land, and return to your native land. Then Rachel and Leah answered him, do we have any portion or inheritance in our father's household? Are we not regarded by him as outsiders? For he has served us and has certainly spent our money. In fact, all the wealth that God has taken away from our father belongs to us and to our children. So do whatever God has said to you. Then Jacob got up and put his children and wives on the camels. He took all the livestock and possessions he had acquired and paid in a ram, and he drove his herds to go to the land of his father Isaac in Canaan. When Laban had gone to shear his sheep, Rachel stole her father's household idols. Then Jacob deceived Laban, the Aramean, not telling him that he was fleeing. He fled with all his possessions, crossed the Euphrates, and headed for the hill country of Gilead. On the third day, Laban was told that Jacob had fled. So he took his relatives with him, pursued Jacob for 7 days, and overtook him at Mount Gilead. But God came to Laban, the Aramean, in a dream at night. Watch yourself, God warned him. Don't say anything to Jacob, good, either good or bad. When Laban overtook Jacob, Jacob had pitched his tent in the hill country, and Laban and his brothers also pitched their tent in the hill country of Gilead. Then Laban said to Jacob, what have you done? You have deceived me and taken my daughters away like prisoners of war. Why did you secretly flee from me, deceive me, and not tell me? I would have sent you away with joy and singing, with tambourines and lyres. But You didn't even let me kiss my grandchildren and my daughters. You have acted foolishly. I could not do you great harm. I could do you great harm, but last night the God of your father said to me, watch yourself. Don't say anything to Jacob, either good or bad. Now you have gone off because you long for your father. But why have you stolen my gods? Small g. Jacob answered, I was afraid, for I thought you would take your daughters from me by force. If you find your gods with anyone here, he will not live. Before our relatives, point out anything that is yours and take it. Jacob did not know that Rachel had stolen the idols. So Laban went into Jacob's tent, then Leah's tent, then the tents of the two female slaves, but he found nothing. Then he left Leah's tent and entered Rachel's. Now Rachel had taken Laban's household idols and put them in the saddlebag of the camel and sat on them. But Jacob said, no, please, if I have found favor with you, take this gift from my hand. For indeed, I have seen your face, and it is like seeing God's face, since you have accepted me. Please take my present that was brought to you, because God has been gracious to me, and I have everything I need. So Jacob urged him until he accepted. Then Esau said, let's move on, and I'll go ahead of you. Jacob replied, my lord, hold on. That's what I thought. Apologize for that. This page is stuck together. Let's go back to chapter 31, verse 33. So Laban went into Jacob's tent, then Leah's tent, and then the tents of the two female slaves, but he found nothing. Then he left Leah's tent and entered Rachel's. Now Rachel had taken Laban's household idols, put them in a saddlebag of the camel, and sat on them. Turn the page. There we go. Story is still there. Laban searched the whole tent, but found nothing. I knew that wasn't making sense. She said to her father, sir, don't be angry that I cannot stand up in your presence. I am having my period. So Laban searched but could not find the household idols. Then Jacob became incensed and brought charges against Laban. What is my crime? He said to Laban, what is my sin that you have pursued me? You've searched all my possessions. Have you found anything of yours? Put it here before my relatives and yours and let them decide between the two of us. I've been with you these 20 years. Your ewes and female goats have not miscarried, and I have not eaten the rams from your flock. I did not bring you any of the flock torn by wild beasts. I bore myself the loss. You demanded payment from me for what was stolen by day or by night. There I was. The heat consumed me by day and the frost by night, and sleep fled from my eyes. For 20 years I have worked in your household,
13 years for your $2 and 6 years for your flocks. And you have changed my wages 10 times. If the God of my father, the God of Abraham, the fear of Isaac, had not been with me, certainly now you would have sent me off empty-handed. But God has seen my affliction and my hard work, and he issued his verdict last night. Then Laban answered Jacob, the daughters are my daughters, the sons my sons, and the flocks my flocks. Everything you see is mine. Do today for these daughters of mine or for the children you have born. Come now, let's make a covenant, you and I. Let it be a witness between the two of us. So Jacob picked out a stone and set it up as a marker. Then Jacob said to his relatives, gather stones. And they took stones and made a mound. Then ate there by the mound. Laban named the mound Gerar Saluta. Gerar Saluta. But Jacob named it Galeed. Then Laban said, this mound is a witness between you and me today. Therefore, the place is called Galeed, and also Mizpah. For he said, may the Lord watch between you and me when we are out of each other's sight. If you mistreat my daughters or take other wives, though no one is with us, understand that God will be a witness between you and me. Laban also said to Jacob, look at this mound and the marker I have set up between you and me. This mound is a witness and a marker, and the marker is a witness that I will not pass beyond this mound to you, and you will not pass beyond this mound and this marker to do me harm. The God of Abraham and the gods of Nahor, the gods of their fathers, will judge between us. And Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac. Then Jacob offered a sacrifice on the mountain and invited his relatives to eat a meal. So they ate a meal and spent the night on the mountain. Laban got up early in the morning, kissed his grandchildren and daughters, and blessed them. Then Laban left to return home. Chapter 32. Jacob went on his way, and God's angels met him. When he saw them, Jacob said, this is God's camp. So he called that place Mahanaim. Jacob sent messengers ahead of him and his brother Esau in the land of Seir to the country of Edom. He commanded them, you are to say to my lord Esau, this is what your servant Jacob says. I have been staying with Laban and have been delayed until now. I have oxen, donkeys, flocks, male and female slaves. I have sent this message to inform my lord in order to seek your favor. When the messengers returned to Jacob, they said, we went to your brother Esau. He is coming to meet you. And he has 400 men with him. Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. He divided the people with him into two camps, along with the flocks, cattle, and camels. He thought if Esau comes to one camp and attacks it, the remaining one can escape. Then Jacob said, God of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac, the Lord who said to me, go back to your land and to your family, and I will cause you to prosper. I am unworthy of all the kindness and faithfulness you have shown your servant indeed. Good morning, Brother Ernest. That's right. You know exactly where we're at. Chapter 32, verse number 10. I am unworthy of all the kindness and faithfulness. I'm unworthy of all the kindness and faithfulness you have shown your servant. Indeed, I crossed over this Jordan with my staff, and now I have become two camps. Please rescue me from the hand of my brother Esau, for I am afraid of him. Otherwise, he may come and attack me, the mothers and their children. You have said, I will cause you to prosper, and I will make your offspring like the sand of the sea, which cannot be counted. He spent the night there and took part of what he had brought with him as a gift for his brother Esau. 200 female goats, 20 male goats, 200 ewes, 20 rams, 30 milk camels with their young, 30 cows, 10 bulls, 20 female donkeys, and 10 male donkeys. He entrusted them to his slaves as separate herds and said to them, go on ahead of me and leave some distance between the herds. And he told the first one, when my brother Esau meets you and asks, who do you belong to? Where are you going? And whose animals are these ahead of you? Then tell them they belong to your servant Jacob. They are a gift sent to my lord Esau. And look, he is behind us. He also told the second one, the third, and everyone who was walking behind the animals, say the same thing to Esau when you find him. You are also to say, look, your servant Jacob is right behind us. For he thought, I want to appease Esau with the gift that is going ahead of me. After that, I can face him and perhaps he will forgive me. Verse 21, so the gift was sent on ahead of him while he remained in the camp that night. During the night, Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two female slaves, and his 11 sons and crossed the ford of Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream along with all his possessions. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he could not defeat him, he struck Jacob's hip socket as he wrestled and dislocated his hip. Then he said to Jacob, let me go, for it is daybreak. But Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. What is your name? The man asked. Jacob, he replied, your name will no longer be Jacob. He said, it will be Israel, because you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked him, please tell me your name. But he answered, why do you ask my name? And he blessed him there. Jacob then named the place Peniel. He then named the place Peniel. For I have seen God face to face, he said. and I have been delivered. Amen. The sun shone on him as he passed by Penuel, limping because of his hip. That's why I had Penuel. This is Penuel. This is Penuel. Check that. Hold on 1 second while I underline that in my Bible. I see two different spellings here. And I believe they're supposed to be consistent. But I will check that. All right, back at verse 30. Jacob then named the place Peniel. I'm reading it as it is here. For I have seen God face to face. He said, I have been delivered. The sun shone on him as he passed by Penuel, limping because of his hip. That is why, to this day, the Israelites don't eat the thigh muscle that is at the hip socket, because he struck Jacob's hip socket at the thigh muscle. Chapter 33. Now Jacob looked up and saw Esau coming toward him with 400 men. So he divided the children among Leah, Rachel, and the two female slaves. He put the female slaves and their children. Yes, sir, my brother, from swindler to covenant. Amen, somebody. You got me already. Got me excited, boy. Go back to chapter 33, verse 1. Jacob looked up and saw Esau coming toward him with 400 men. So he divided the children among Leah, Rachel, and the two female slaves. He put the female slaves and their children first, Leah and her children next, and Rachel and Joseph last. He himself went ahead and bowed to the ground 7 times until he approached his brother. But Esau ran to meet him, hugged him, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. Then they wept. When Esau looked up and saw the woman, saw the women and children, he asked, "Who are these with you?" He answered, "The children God has graciously given your servant." Then the female slaves and their children approached him and bowed down. Leah and her children also approached and bowed down. And then Joseph and Rachel approached and bowed down. So Esau said, "What do you mean by this whole procession I met? To find favor with you, my lord," he answered. "I have enough, my brother," Esau replied. "Keep what you have." But Jacob said, "No, please. If I have found favor with you, take this gift from my hand. For indeed, I have seen your face, and it's like seeing God's face. Since you have accepted me, please take my present that was brought to you, because God has been gracious to me, and I have everything I need." So Jacob urged him until he accepted. Then Esau said, "Let's move on, and I'll go ahead of you." Jacob replied, "My lord, my lord knows that the children are weak and I have nursing sheep and cattle. If they are driven hard for one day, the whole herd will die. Let my lord go ahead of his servant, and I will continue on slowly at a pace suited to the livestock and the children, until I come to my lord at Seir." Esau said, "Leave me some of my people. Let me leave some of my people with you." But he replied, "Why do that? Please indulge me, my lord." That day Esau started on his way back to Seir. But Jacob went on to Succoth. He built a house for himself and stalls for his livestock. That is why the place he called, well, that is why the place was called Succoth. After Jacob came from Padan Aram, he arrived safely at Shechem in the land of Canaan and camped in front of the city. He purchased a section of the field where he had pitched his tent from the sons of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 kezetahs. And he set up an altar there and called it God, the God of Israel. We have just read this morning Genesis chapter 27 through Genesis chapter 33. Genesis chapter 27 through Genesis chapter 33. May the Lord have a blessing to the readers of his word, the readers of his word, the doers of his word, for the edification of our soul. Thank you, God, for our protein shake this morning. Let us go to God in prayer. Again, if you would like to call in at 619-924-0767. 619-924-0767, and we will take your prayer request online. Bow with me at this time. Kind and righteous Father, in the sweet name of Jesus. Father, to you we give honor and praise this morning, thanking you the very best we know how. Thanking you for waking us this morning in a reasonable portion of health and strength and giving us, starting us on our way. Father, I praise you this morning. We lift up holy hands and we thank you for the protein of the word that we're able to get. And that we're able today, we'll continue to nourish our spiritual muscles and continue to expand our spiritual mind. That we will do the things you will have us to do today that will be pleasing and acceptable in thy eyesight. Coming this morning for my Auntie Sandra, good to have her with us this morning. Ask you to bless her and keep her and strengthen her in ways she stands in need of. Praying for her and her daughter, Shatira, and ask you just to bless her in her walks of life. Praying also for my Aunt Tanya. Ask you to strengthen her, Alex, and be with all of them in ways they readily stand in need of. Pray this morning for Anne-Marie Maxwell, Father, as she continues to be with her and strengthen her ways, you know, she stands in need of, along with Chris Holder, Father, and my sister, Sharon Burns, Titi. Be with them, Father, strengthen them. Be with their family, be with the work of their hands as they continue to reach out after they've reached up. Father, I'm asking you to be with my mother. Ask you to continue to strengthen her and bless her through the health, that she will continue to grow stronger, that she continue to be excited about the things of her new business, that you are expanding territories. Father, you ask you to continue to strengthen her as in the ways that she works and allow her to continue to, for over 50 years, encourage people. Continue to minister to many people. Continue to feed many people. Continue to just do the work that you have, clothe them, give them toys for tots, and just make sure that provisions are sent through her to others to be blessed. So we thank you, Father. We ask you to continue to be with their health and look forward to embrace this weekend. Praying for Glenda Franklin Hodge. Ask you to continue to be with Glenda. Strengthen her in ways she stands in need of, as well as a special prayer for Charles Durbine and all those Charles Durbine, his wife, and all those in the Houston area, Dallas, Texas area, where a tornado shot through. Father, we know that anytime that happens, there's always some devastation that takes place. But, Father, it seems like the loved ones I know of, the Nowokes, the Savages, and Durbines, all of them who know you and a pardon of their sins, you've preserved and you've saved. And I thank you so very much for that in advance. Father, I ask you just to be with those that may have rebuilding to do. Hopefully houses may have not torn up, but lives would have been spared. But whatever the case is, Father, we're asking for your assistance in that direction. Father, we're also praying for Big Joe Thomas, as you strengthen him and bless him the way he stands in need of. In spite of the difficulties going through, we still are praising you. Put a post out this morning and said that there's no gas and no electricity, and he's got to move away from the devil. Amen. He needs to stay away from the devil anyhow. Resist him and he will flee. But we know that there's some difficulty. There's no gas on and no electricity. But he says, I know God got this. Father, I'm asking you to continue to bless him and strengthen him. Keep him strong in ways you know that he readily stands in much need of. Father, we're praying today for Terry Hendrickson. I ask you to be with Terry and for Michelle Jordan. I ask you to bless them and keep them in ways they readily stand in need of. Praying for Bishop Lloyd T. Lockett. I ask you to bless him and his ministry and all those he come in contact with and all the different television areas that he broadcasts to. And then a special prayer for a wonderful brother, sincere brother, Brother Ernest Lemon. I ask you to be with him and strengthen him in ways he stands in need of. We build on one another, Father. I'm so thankful for him. I'm asking you to continue to be with him. Be with his wife, Concentra. Be with the work of his hands. Let him continue to expand through the juvenile system. Let him continue to expand your love through those at the gym that he works out with, the grocery store he may go to, even the nursing home or the holding facility for his mother. And ask you to be with Mom Peggy. Ask you to continue to strengthen her and bless her in ways she stands in need of. That if she don't do no more than saying, people will know that you're a real God. I ask you to continue to be with her and strengthen her in her health and continue to encourage others as she's encouraged me over the years. Praying not only for her, but for her offspring, for her lineage, and praying for all the brothers and sisters, the Gantz, the Lemons. Ask you to continue to strengthen them in ways they readily stand in need of, and all other derivatives thereof. I don't know all of them, but I'm asking you, Father, to be with the Gantz family and continue to strengthen them in ways they readily stand in need of. Coming to you this morning in regards to prayer for Philippia Hurley and LaTanya Sugarlick Shields, Turner, Corey Dennison, Mike Wheeler, Mary Burton, LaWanda Denise Troutman Donnell, Pamela Potts and Richard Potts, Amelie Potts, Jonathan Cardenega, Mima Ramirez, Rhonda Hambrick, Christine Moss and their family, Mom Rennie, Carla Dawson, Harry Hall, Mary Hall, Gladys and Catherine. I ask you to bless them and keep them the ways they really stand in need of and their families respectively. Paula Saunders, Trisha Johnson, Robert O'Benally, Michael Wolke, Nash Estrid, Terry Cooper, and Paula Zion. Bless them and keep them and strengthen them, Father, on this day. Father, we're praying for Wiley Shanes and Nellie Remsen and Reginald Rudison, Lori Young, Bonnie Hill, Beverly McQuarrie, my cousin Michelle Brown, Janice Callum Perkins, Linda Williams, Julie Rigger Rossi, Arthur Wallace, Charles Barber, Mom, Bill Tarno, and Millicent Miller. Father, we're asking you to be with them all and their families and strengthen them and bless them in ways they wouldn't stand in need of. Praying for Arthur Isley Jr., my cousin. I'm praying for Rochelle and Tony Bonsley, Cheryl Powell, Kathy and Woody Hunt, Katie and Zach Rogers, Becky Hastings, Jim Hastings, Sarah Hastings, and Melissa Hastings, the entire Hastings clan. Actually, we're going to strengthen them, Father, in ways they stand in need of. Looking forward to seeing my good friend Dennis Mann, hopefully, this weekend. Father, I ask you to bless him and keep him in his family, along with the Bowles family, Daniel Bowles, Kevin Bowles. And be with that then in ways they stand in need of. Rose and Southwick, Vincent Grada and his wife and his son. We're praying for Sharon Jenkin Wells, James Brooks, Brenda White, Michelle Gant, Henry Walker, Chrissy Weston, Billy Joe Croft, and Tanya Hall. Special prayer for Thomas Boston this morning, for Edwin Edwards and Evelyn Harvey, Michelle Carter, D.C. Antonia Williams, Tracy Moten, her mother. Praying for Grace Robinson and Candido Matadias. Praying for Jerome Stewart Johnson and Gladys Gravner Turner. Ask you to bless them and keep them and their families respectively. Praying for Sheila Thomas and Andreas Pukia Stead. Ask you to be with him and his wife and his children, respectively, and his family as they are still mourning, Father, in the grieving period, but give him the strength to continue to climb. Praying for Daniel Zepeda Sr. and Jr. and his wife, Jody Zepeda, Jody Aldini Zepeda. We ask you to be with all them and bless them the way they stand in need of. Looking forward to seeing them this weekend. Kathy Parker Allen and Dolores Jordan. Praying for Leon Kennedy and Christopher Chesnew. Praying for Joseph Morganfield. Mom Linda Pinson, ask you to be with her and Angie and Patrick and Deja and Jazz and the entire band. Bless them. Praying for Irv and for Sturkey and for Felix and for Paul. Ask you to special prayer for Mary Floyd and for Mary Walker. Bless them all and strengthen them for what they stand in need of and their families respectively. Praying for Tay Wooden and Daniel Carter, as you be with the preacher, strengthening him, bless him and his wife. His ministry, praying for Terry Hines, Manuel Jonathan Sr., Carla Dawson, Elisa, Lizzie Speed, Mario Williams, Steve Carter, Floyd Barnes and his wife, and his sister, excuse me. Floyd just had a birthday, Father, strengthening him, bless him. Praying for Tina Carrillo and Mackenzie Alexander Kiki, as you be with her in her health, even on this day. Praying for Brenda Gotchett, Father, and for Melvin Smith, and Darlene and Dan Shaw, and Mom Shaw. Praying for Carl Davis, and Andre McCoxley, and Grace Robinson. Praying for the Leach family, Father, L.A. Leach Sr. and his family, L.A. Leach Jr. and his family, and all the derivatives, respectively. Praying for the Flowers family, the Lopez family, the Jackson family, the Channel family. Bless them all the way they stand in need of. Special prayer for Sister Griffin and for brother and sister Eddie Gillis and Patrick and Deirdre English and the 51st Street congregation. Praying for Christella Jones and Will Crosby this morning, Father. Bless them the way they really stand in need of. Father, special prayer for Ishmael and Herb Walker and Susie and their family, Frankie. Bless them and keep them and strengthen them. Praying for James Finley and his wife, and ask you to continue to bless them and keep them. Melissa Burrell, and be with her. And the Raybon family, Art and Marcy Raybon, Jordan and Sydney, and bless them all in ways they really stand in need of the work that Jordan is doing. Continue to bless his hands, Father. Be with Maurice Gardner and Susan, his wife. Bless him and all his children accordingly. Praying for Kathy and Woody Hunt, Donna Morrison. Praying for Mom Dolores Jordan and Zane Gillian, my friend Zane Gillian. Ask you to bless them and keep them, Helen Roger. Praying for Chevy Carrier and for Jonathan Cardenega, for Corita Morgan and Carol Rodney Leach. Ask you to be with her and be with her health, Father. She's also experiencing seizures again. So, Father, we're asking for strength during that time. Praying for my cousin Darryl and Jody Peavy, newlyweds this year, Father. Bless them and keep them and strengthen them and all the derivatives thereof. Praying for Wilbur Cook this morning, Linda. Praying for Cheryl Gillian and my sister Phyllis Ivory Voss and my sister Lois Ivory Edwards. Bless them and keep them, Father. Praying for my sister Lois in her physical therapy. I talked to my sister Phyllis yesterday that she's doing much better. And she's just about, hopefully by Wednesday, she'll be released from that facility that she's at. Father, we're praying for that, but yet she's not ready physically to move on, so we're looking to probably place her at a new facility where she can get physical therapy of comfort. Father, we're looking forward to that, but I'm looking forward to embracing her and seeing her this weekend. That's, matter of fact, Saturday, to be exact. I have my ticket already, so I'm looking forward to seeing her on Saturday
and to hopefully encourage her and give her some strength. But I was there a year ago and know exactly what that is to be laid up and not to, to have to be helped with others. Father, pray for Melanie Brown and for Julian Brown and for Steve Bell and the entire Bell family. Praying for a special prayer for Luke Miles Sr. and his wife, Kim. I ask you to be with my brothers and sisters and strengthen them the way they stand in need of. Praying for the children, Ivory and Johnny and Elle. Bless them and their families accordingly. Little Trey and Trey's mother, strengthen them the way they stand in need of. Johnny and his two kids, bless them the way they stand in need of, and their mothers as well. Father, then we're also praying a special prayer for Isaiah. We're asking for traveling grace for him, and we're praying a special prayer for strength for Jeremiah. We're so thankful for the results of the report that we're hearing. Father, that he's getting better. Father, that we ask you to continue to be with him and strengthen him in ways he stands in need of, Father. And we're so we're just praising him in glory. We know James Mr. Skates is here as a comforter, and so we ask you just to be there with him as well, being with the Miles family. Praying for Elmore Peavy and for Alvin Davidson, Audrey Hogsett, praying for Portia Thompson and Leanne Johnson. Special prayer for Mario Williams this morning. I see you, Doc. I should continue to be with him and bless him in ways he really stands in need of the work of his hands. We're praying for Portia Thompson and Leon Johnson and George and Margie Shade, Virgo Queen. We're praying for Darryl DeBerry and Andre Marshall and his father, praying for and his family as well. Praying for Elizabeth Williams, Eugene Carter, who has a ministry down in Mississippi. Praying for Eddie Lee Brown and for Sarah Edwards and Sharon Vasquez and Brenda Butler. Praying for Sean Craig Dean and the entire Dean family, strengthen them, bless them in ways they stand in need of. Melvin Dean, Carol Dean, all the Deans, Father, and bring with them during the grieving of their relative. We're praying for Lucinda McClendon and D.C. and Terry Williams. I ask you to continue to bless them and keep them in ways they really stand in need of. Pray for Gladys, Gladys Turner. Father, we're praying this morning for Pat Haynes Forge, for Bishop D. Thaddeus Anderson, for Ruth Rye, and for Zola Upchurch. Father, we're praying for Dwayne Anderson and John Thomas and Dolores Stewart Johnson, Pam Potts and Richard Potts, and praying for Liza Redmond. I ask you to continue to be with Sister Redmond and be with her health, as you always praying for. Praying for Mary Myers Love and Vincent Mann of the Sims family. I ask you to bless them and keep them where they stand in need of. Lord Sims the first, and Mom Sims, and then Lord Sims the second, and his sister and his children as well. Praying for the Lugo, praying for Mom Lugo, and praying for Pop Lugo, praying for Tito, for Mark, and for Robin. I ask you to bless them the way they stand in need of. Father, we're asking for health to save for Mom Lugo. I ask you to be with her in her healing for her hands. Bless her, keep her, and be with the arthritis that grow through you don't seem to never go away. Strengthen her during this time of discomfort. Praying for Janet Williams and Katrina Casey this morning. Praying for Jeanette Nunnery, Don Lindenhall, Terry Hendrickson. Praying for James Gatt and James Finley and Sister Finley. She rests them and keep them away as they stand in need of. Praying for Catherine Lewis and Phyllis Brown, Alicia Brown, and James Robinson, and Lisa July, Paula Saunders, Mom Doris Allen, and John Fitzgerald Austin. Bless them and keep them away. They stand in need of. See my good friend Carlos Shires up this morning. The top player is extraordinaire. As you be with him and strengthen him away, he stands in need of, Father. As you continue to be with him in the music that he shares with those, that it will penetrate and also be able to share a good message. He's just a and he lives not too far down the street from where my stepfather stays at. So I ask you to be with him and strengthen him all the way, all walks of life. We love him. Father, we're praying for Sharon Baker this morning and for Preston Sellers and Alice Yancey. We ask you to be with sister-in-law Alice and bless her and Rashonda
Lil DJ, Lil Savannah, pray for D'Angelo. Bless them all the ways they're ready to stand to meet up. Jerris Ross Jr., Nick Conti, Connie Hunter, Philip Henderson, and Francine Sneed this morning. We're praying for them this morning. Prayer for Estelle Foley and for Nash Fester, for Peggy Busby White, Vanessa Edwards Jones, Father, Philip and Michelle Jordan, Justina Giddens, and Carmen Richards this morning, Father. Ask you to strengthen them and bless them in ways they really stand in need of. Will Collins and Connie Hunter, Tanya Wesby, Bernisa Owens, Gerald Michelle McClendon, Marcella Witters, praying for Antoine McBellmer, whose birthday is today, Father. Ask you to meet with Brother Antoine, Mr. Opinionated, strengthen him in ways he stands in need of. We're also praying for his employment search. So, Father, as you would give to him, not only through the freelance work that he's doing, but he was a clerk in the public school system. So we're praying, Father, that he will find another position. I believe his clothes died, I think he said, either a year ago or sometime the past year. So we're praying in that regard. He's a great brother of all around with many talents, Father, and we're just asking that you continue to provide for him accordingly, work of his interest. Praying for Marcella Willis, praying for Leanna Lanier Jacobs, for Bruce Davis, and Pastor Luke Porter Way, praying for Janice Moss and Melissa McGrew, Sheila Thomas, and Randy Cole Sims and his wife Debbie Sims, being with their health and strengthening and ways they stand in need of through with Brother Sims' ministry, strengthening them and bless them accordingly. Praying for Carla Dawson and James Mitchell Skates and Danica McManning. Praying for Chrissy Weston and Dennis Mann and Jim Carter. Praying for Paula Marie Schmidt, Mary Barton, Robert Opinelli, Cheryl Paul J. Miles, and Michelle Jordan. Praying for Leanne Johnson and Diane Myers Agu. Praying for Janet Williams this morning, Father. Praying for Lloyd Williams, Highway and Byway and the Skyway. Praying for Lamont Spencer out in the Virginia area and his mother who's out there with him, Father. Bless him, keep him the way he's standing in need of. Golgotha Online. Ask you to be with Holly Barnes and her mother. Praying for Tangier Wiggins. Praying for Max Swang and his group. Praying for J.B. Payne, Jeff Burton. Be with them, Father. And saw a post and somebody's supposed to be after him, Father. And I'm asking you, Father, to handle that business so that Jeff, the big wrestler, don't get himself in any trouble, Father. I'm asking you to continue to help them and where they stand in need of and keep them strong. Praying for Harmonica Bow, Lincoln Beauchamp Jr., and the work that he does, literary as well as communical. Praying also for the Lyles family, Chauncey and Sophia Lyles, and for the Lewis family, Gloria Lewis, for Mary Mason, and Cora Lord, and Cheryl Jerry, Larry Lee. Praying for the entire Far West congregation. Bless them the way they stand in need of. Barbara Myers and Wayne Myers, be with them, the leadership that works with works under Pastor Luke Myers Sr. and his lovely wife Kim. Praying for Carmen Winters and Melanie Brown, Floyd Tyrone Ruiz, Brenda Butler, Preston Sellers, Brian Dawson, Eugene Thornton, Mark Dearden, and Eddie Mears and their families accordingly. Praying for Mary Lankin. Billy Lovelady, praying for the Day family, Brenda and Brenda Day Wilson, Brian Day, Roger Day, and Breon Day, and their families respectively. Praying for Duan Carter, praying for Carlos Johnson, praying for Paula Zion, praying for Carl Weathersby, and the fundraiser that they're having for him. Father, they're going to raise enough money for his health situations. Father, we're praying for Billy Branch, that he gets on board. I should be with him and strengthen him where he stands in need. I'm praying for my stepfather, Marius Rivers Jr. I should continue to be with his health, Father. Strengthen him where he stands in need of, as well as Calvin Skip Gaston. Still praying for Sister Yalothi of the Wyre Church of Christ, according to Javon Jesse. The minister, she's suffering with pain. over there in India. So we're praying for her as well. We're praying for those that are in Canada this morning. We're praying for those in need in Norway this morning. Praying for those in need in the United Kingdom this morning. And then we're also praying for those in our added territory of Cyprus this morning, as well as the continent of the United States. Father, we love you. We adore you. We know the expansion is only because of you. And we ask you to continue to bless us and keep us. Now, I'm praying for my wife, that she'll be with her strength in areas she stands in need of, that her work day will go well, and that she will continue to be strong. Praying for those at City Hall. Still praying for this teacher strike. Father, that it will come to a close, come to prevailing minds of logic and reasonableness will come together, and they will come together with a contract. Therefore, the 300,000 children that are out of school will be able to be back in the classroom learning. They're missing valuable time. They have an extended summer right now. But Father, we're asking you for that accordingly, that you will override this situation and bring it to a halt. Praying for this country, Father, whatever's going on in the White House and the fighting that's happening, special prayer for the family of Elijah Cummings, Father, and he's going to be laying a state there in Baltimore, the government. So we ask you, Father, be with that family. He's been a great soldier, according to the record, and that he has done a marvelous job. So we thank you for allowing him to work on our behalf, for all of us have had a chance to benefit because of the work that he has done. Now I'm praying for my daughters, Nicole and Juanita. Special prayer for my cousin Sandra, Satara Petey. I should bless her and keep her where she stands in need of. And ask you, Father, to be with me through the course of this week. We will give you traveling great grace. I travel to Iowa this weekend. Looking forward to getting home for a few days. And ask you to keep my wife safe and sound and provided for her here in Chicago. But she won't be able to make the trip because of her job. But Father, I'm asking you to continue to bless her and keep her. And then keep us. I'm looking forward to being able to be home almost 4 days before I have to get back here to get back to work. But Father, I love you and adore you. And we thank you for waking us this morning. Thank you for allowing us to read your word, to get the protein that we need to be strengthened even on this day. And if this will be enough in Jesus' name, correct us when we're wrong, build us up when we're weak, and strengthen us when we've been torn down. All these blessings we ask in Christ Jesus' name, let us collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. Do something for somebody that they can repay you for, given Jesus Christ and him crucified. Have a great day in the Lord. Be energized for the Lord and use the breath he's given you today to bless somebody. The strength he's given you today to feed or clothe somebody. The mindset he's giving you today to encourage somebody, because God loves you. And so we want to say good morning, Your Majesty. And you guys have a great day in the Lord. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. 5:30, 6 o'clock. God bless in the name of the Lord.